Introduction. Peak everything. During the past few years, the phrase peak oil has entered the global lexicon. It refers to that moment in time when the world will achieve its maximum possible rate of oil extraction. From then on, for reasons having mostly to do with geology, the amount of petroleum available to society on a daily or yearly basis will begin to dwindle. Most informed analysts agree that this will happen during the next 2 or 3 decades. An increasing number believe that it is happening now, that conventional oil production peaked in 2005 to 2006, and that the flow to market of all hydrocarbon liquids taken together will start to diminish around 2010. The consequences, as they begin to accumulate, are likely to be severe. The world is overwhelmingly dependent on oil for transportation, agriculture, plastics, and chemicals. Thus, a lengthy process of adjustment will be required. According to one recent U.S. government-sponsored study, if the peak does occur soon, replacements are unlikely to appear quickly enough and in sufficient quantity to avert what it calls unprecedented social, political, and economic impacts. This book is not an introduction to the subject of peak oil. Several existing volumes serve that function, including my own, The Party's Over, Oil, War, and the Fate of Industrial Societies. Instead, it addresses the social and historical context in which peak oil is occurring, and explores how we can reorganize our thinking and action in several critical areas to better navigate this perilous time. Our socio-historical context takes some time and perspective to appreciate. Upon first encountering peak oil, most people tend to assume it is merely a single, isolated problem, to which there is a simple solution, whether of an eco-friendly nature, more renewable energy, or otherwise, more coal. But prolonged reflection and study tend to eat away at the viability of such solutions. Meanwhile, as one contemplates how we humans have so quickly become so deeply dependent on the cheap, concentrated energy of oil and other fossil fuels, it is difficult to avoid the conclusion that we have caught ourselves on the horns of the universal ecological dilemma, consisting of the interlinked elements of population pressure, resource depletion, and habitat destruction on a scale unprecedented in history. Petroleum is not the only important resource quickly depleting. Readers already acquainted with the peak oil literature know that regional production peaks for natural gas have already occurred, and that over the short term, the economic consequences of gas shortages are likely to be even worse for Europeans and North Americans than those for oil. And while coal is often referred to as being an abundant fossil fuel, with reserves capable of supplying the world at current rates of usage for 200 years into the future, recent studies updating global reserves and production forecasts conclude that global coal production will peak and begin to decline in 10 to 20 years. Because fossil fuels supply about 85% of the world's total energy, peaks in these fuels virtually ensure that the world's energy supply will begin to shrink within a few years, regardless of any efforts that are made to develop other energy sources. Nor does the matter end with natural gas and coal. Once one lifts one's eyes from the narrow path of daily survival activities and starts scanning the horizon, a frightening array of peaks comes into view. In the course of the present century, we will see an end to growth and a commencement of decline in all of these parameters: population, grain production, total and per capita, uranium production, climate stability, fresh water availability per capita, arable land in agricultural production, wild fish harvests, yearly extraction of some metals and minerals, including copper, platinum, silver, gold, and zinc. The point of this book is not to go systematically through these peak and decline scenarios one by one, offering evidence and pointing out the consequences, though that is a worthwhile exercise, and it is instructive to contemplate a few graphs showing the general trends. Some of these peaks are more speculative than others, fish harvests are already in decline, so this one is hardly arguable. However, projecting extraction peaks and declines for some metals requires extrapolating current rising rates of usage many decades into the future. The problem of uranium supply beyond mid-century is well attested by studies, but has not received sufficient public attention. Nevertheless, the general picture is inescapable. It is one of mutually interacting instances of overconsumption and emerging scarcity. Our starting point, then, is the realization that we are today living at the end of the period of greatest material abundance in human history, an abundance based on temporary sources of cheap energy that made all else possible. Now that the most important of those sources are entering their inevitable sunset phase, we are at the beginning of a period of overall societal contraction. This realization is strengthened as we come to understand that it is no happenstance that so many peaks are occurring together. They are all causally related by the historic reality that for the past 200 years, cheap, abundant energy from fossil fuels has driven technological invention, increases in total and per capita resource extraction and consumption, including food production, and population growth. We are enmeshed in a classic self-reinforcing feedback loop. Increased extraction of other resources and production of food and other goods leads to population growth, which in turn leads to higher energy demand, to more fossil fuel extraction, to more available energy, and back again to increased extraction of other resources and production of food and other goods. Self-reinforcing feedback loops sometimes occur in nature. Population blooms are always evidence of some sort of reinforcing feedback loop, but they rarely continue for long. They usually lead to population crashes and die-offs. The simple fact is that growth in population and consumption cannot continue unabated on a finite planet. If the increased availability of cheap energy has historically enabled unprecedented growth in the extraction rates of other resources, then the coincidence of peak oil with the peaking and decline of many other resources is entirely predictable. Moreover, as the availability of energy resources peaks, this will also affect various parameters of social welfare. Per capita consumption levels, economic growth, easy, cheap, quick mobility, technological change and invention, political stability. All of these are clearly related to the availability of energy and other critical resources. Once we accept that energy, fresh water, and food will become less freely available over the next few decades, it is hard to escape the conclusion that while the 20th century saw the greatest and most rapid expansion of the scale, scope, and complexity of human societies in history, the 21st will see contraction and simplification. The only real question is whether societies will contract and simplify intelligently or in an uncontrolled, chaotic fashion.